Well, the wire that's going from my antenna that's on the balcony, that's soldered to the spring, so that's not going anywhere. I know that's a strong connection. Outside where the other piece of the wire is, it is on the gutter, and I'm holding it on there. I have it through the hole, and I took it on there. It's not with a chip clip or anything like that, but it's kind of like a clip. It's basically a pair of pliers. It's basically a pair of pliers that I have locked on there. It locks on there, kind of thing, and it holds it down, basically. I don't know what you call those pliers, but I just got them out of my toolbox. But they're like lock pliers. They lock on there, and they hold it down. I have one of those holding the wire onto the very end of the gutter with a hole in it. That's huge.
Good old vice grips. Hey, yeah, you're definitely a ham, because a lot of us have definitely started with these kinds of inventions just to be able to get out. you know, even with, basically what you've made is a long wire antenna, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. It, like I said, it was very inventive, but like I said, unfortunately, they're tuned by length, so whether the radio likes it or whether the radio doesn't like it, so far it seems like it's okay, it's liking it, so you might not have anything to worry about. It just wouldn't be something that I would use on a permanent basis if you have the opportunity, like you said, to get a small magnet mount. Just stick that out in the gutter. You have probably much better results too. But anyway, I gotta jump out of here and take care of a couple of things. I just wanted to let you know that, and good luck on your ventures. You're doing a great job so far. And we'll talk to you soon. KSH, BLX, and I'll be clear on your final.